Welcome to Virtual Cycling 2. I'm Brooke and I'll be leading you through this ride. If you're new to exercise, please consult your physician prior to beginning this or any workout program to be sure it's safe for you. This is going to be a true interval experience in that we'll ride fast flats, heavy hills, and everything in between. It can be done on a traditional cycling or spinning bike, an upright bike, or a recumbent bike. Please be aware if you're using an upright or recumbent bike, when I tell you to add resistance to the right or turn your resistance knob to the right, you'll actually be using your digital keypad. If you're using a recumbent bike, be aware that you will not be performing out-of-saddle drills, as that's not what a recumbent bike is created for. In order to adjust your indoor cycling or spinning bike, stand next to the unit. Raise your thigh to where it's parallel to the ground and ceiling. Now raise or lower the seat to match that height. You want to be sure that you screw the seat in tightly to where it doesn't come collapsing down to the ground once you have a seat on it. Whether your handlebars need to come higher or lower is a comfort issue. If you ride outdoors on a road bike, you're probably used to an aerodynamic position and you're going to prefer lower handlebars. For everyone else, I say raise the handlebars up. You'll find that it's most comfortable on your lower back and on your hip flexors if you have higher handlebars. Now, if your seat needs to come forward or back, we will know once you're actually sitting on the bike. So have a seat on your saddle, slide your feet into the cages, which are those stirrups that are covering over the pedal. You want to tighten that cage to where it's so tight you're not able to wiggle your foot around inside the cage, but it's not so tight that you lose circulation to your toes. Now position the pedals where they're parallel to the ground. Look down directly over the front pedal. You should see that your knee is straight over the ankle. If it's not, make an adjustment to where that seat is positioned, where when the pedals are parallel to the ground, there's a straight line shooting from the knee down to the ankle. Well, your bike is set and you're ready to rock and roll. Let's begin our warm-up with a seated flat. Seated flat means you're going to have enough resistance on the flywheel that you feel yourself covering ground with each revolution. Remember back when you were a child and you had a bicycle without gears. With every revolution, you felt your leg having to push to propel you forward. That's the amount of resistance we want on your flywheel right now. So you're not just sandbagging along, you're actually having to put effort forth in order to propel your bike forward. As you ride, think of dropping your shoulders down, lifting your head high, and pushing through the heels. You want flat feet as you ride, no ballerina toes. Warm-up is intended to raise your core body temperature and prepare you for the exercise that follows. So don't get yourself too huffy and puffy here in the warm-up. This is just our precursor to the hard stuff yet to come. It should feel as if the room around you is warming up. That's actually your core body temperature rising. That's your body revving up its engine, getting ready for combat. Ideally, right now, we're riding somewhere between 80 and 110 revolutions per minute. To be sure that you're right in the zone you need to be in, we're going to do a cadence check. When I say go, count your right pedal each time it comes down towards the ground. When I say stop, don't stop cycling, just stop counting. Ready? Go. Stop counting. You should have been somewhere between 15 and 18 in that 10-second count. If you were there, awesome. If you were faster than that, please up your resistance a little bit more where you have more tension to counter with your speed work. If you were slower than that, come on, brother, pick it up. Do a couple of upper body stretches. Have a seat back to where you're relaxing in a comfortable upright position. Take your right arm across the chest for a shoulder stretch. Wind it back. Now come a little deeper. Do the same thing, just coming a little deeper in that shoulder stretch. Release right arm down, change left. Cross the chest, Try to hold above or below the elbow, not directly on the elbow joint. Wind back. Now come a little deeper. Perfect. Release. Interlock your fingers behind your back. Puff your chest tall and proud. Feel a nice stretch through your chest and through the front of the shoulder. And let's take that grip. Take it to the front. Round your back like an angry cat as you press the hands away from you. And you feel a nice stretch in the upper part of your back. Warm up is over. It's time to progress to our next drill. If you're not ready, feel free to stay right where you're at and take a little longer to warm up. Otherwise, add a little bit more resistance as we're going to start jumping, and you're going to need a little more resistance as we come out of saddle. Raise up. Stand out of saddle, hands light on the handlebars, your body is upright. Your weight is positioned directly over the pedals. 4, 3, 2, sit down. As you sit down, contract your gluteals where you don't just plop down into the seat. You resist gravity as you lower. Ready to come back up? 4, 3, 2, now rise. When you rise up, push with the legs. Don't pull with the arms. Lower back down to saddle so you're sitting in the seat. Fast cadence. All right, giddy up, bow to saddle. If you feel like that flywheel is trying to take off without your control, you just need a little more tension to the right. Lower back down to saddle. Rise up. This song comes from one of my favorite movies of all time, Crazy Heart. If you haven't seen it yet, you need to see it. Great music for sure. Down to saddle. Four, three, two, out of saddle. Saddle. However, I want you to reach down and add significantly more resistance. Depending on the strength of your legs and the wear and tear of the brake pads on your bike, that will determine just how much you need to add. What I want you to do is add enough to where you hit the cadence of this music. Feel that heavy downbeat with each revolution. You're going to cover 60 in 1 minute. Right, left, right, left. Down, down. So you're out of saddle, using your body weight to help press those pedals down. You should be grabbing the bull by its horn. So grabbing the ends of your handlebars. Hips are way back and shift that weight slightly side to side. You may be feeling the nose of the saddle touching the inner thigh as you come around. Try to focus as much on the upstroke as you do on the downstroke. So think of pulling the pedal up and over the top and not just of pressing down and down. It should be everything you can do to stay with this tempo. If it's easy for you to hit, hit, right, left, right, left, then you are sandbagging it, and I need more money, more tension. Add it on to where every revolution's a struggle. At any time, take a water break or take a small sip of water and continue as you ride. About halfway done with this drill, we're not changing a thing until this song is over. When you focus on the upstroke, you should feel the backs of your legs, your hamstrings, firing.
Bang, they shoot to name a swing. The victim didn't complain, she just screamed.
by allowing yourself to shift slightly side to side, you're refraining from putting too much pressure into the teeny tiny muscles of your lower back. With heavy hill work, we want length through the upper body, strength through the lower body. In cycling workouts, we're working on toning and trimming those legs. You don't have to worry about building bulk from cycling. It's not going to happen. If you were working to increase size, you'd be on the weight room floor, lifting extremely heavy weight for about 6 repetitions. We're doing about 3,000 repetitions in the cycling class today. So we're going to tone and trim. You're going to get a great cardio workout. You're going to burn mad calories. Almost there, approaching the top. And there you are. Reach down, please take it back to flat road resistance. It is time for us to fly. You have 1 minute, 38 seconds on the clock. It's a sub-max sprint. Deep breath.
Well, that's all
have
right,
at it.
Mama. That's all right with you. That's
super,
all right,
super fast.
Mama, just any way you do, but that's all right.
If that flywheel's taking
that's
off without
right.
your control, you need
that's
to touch your tension
right,
up to the right,
mama.
Just a hair. Perfect balance of resistance
well,
with speed.
She don't tell me, Papa don't tell me too. It's the son that got you fooling. Wish she ain't no good for you, but that's alright. That's alright. Now that's alright now, mama. Anyway you do. I'm getting that.
About 1 more minute here in your submax sprint. You are trailblazing along, breathless. It is challenging and extremely uncomfortable. Don't give an inch. There's another rider in this race that is hot on your tail. You better take off.
Well, I'm leaving town, baby. I'm leaving town for sure. And I don't want to be bothered with you hanging around my door. But that's all right. That's all right. Now that's all right now, mama.
We certainly have an eclectic mix of music in today's ride. This is Tyler Hilton's rendition of Johnny Cash. But I gotta tell you, it's not the only country you'll experience today.
That's alright. Now that's alright now, mama. Any way you do.
Nice. Catch your breath, hydrate, towel down, then reach down. Please add back on heavy resistance. Not quite as heavy as you had it before, because we have 3 resistance increases as you go. I don't want your speed to change. Your speed will stay steady as we add tension as we go. You're sitting down in the saddle. Feel the beat of this music. Right, left, right, left. Since we will be adding additional tension, right now you could be adding a little bit more. You could be possibly going a little faster. To hold off. So at this point, slightly challenged, but you're still in your comfort zone. That's all going to change here in 10 seconds.
I'm that type of guy you won't love. I'm that type of guy you won't cuff. I'm that type of guy your daddy won't let you go out because he thinks I sell drugs. I'm that type of guy that will
reach down, please. Add at least 1 full revolution of resistance. If it gets to a point where you cannot sustain this beat, then you'll need to lighten your load a little bit. We worry if you're spinning slower than 60 revolutions per minute, you may be overloading your joints, overloading your knees, your low back, your hips. Stay down and saddle for now. With our 3rd resistance increase, which is coming up in 25 seconds, we will be coming out of saddle. For now, stay down and feel that burn. This drill is called resistance loading, in that our speed stays the same, but our resistance keeps increasing.
That type of guy to put you in your place if you bougie start tripping. I'm that type that will let you go.
Reach down, please. Add on one full revolution. Rise up out of saddle. Grab the ends of the handlebars and shoot your tailbone towards the back of the room. Link through the arms, string through the legs. Push on. Stay steady on this cadence. Right, left, right, left. Breathe, please. You know what happens? In 25 seconds, oh yeah, we're going to add one more full revolution. Not yet, but you know what's coming in 20 seconds.
You're not for sure, even though I wanna take you everywhere I go. Because of you, all the girls stay.
Reach down, final resistance increase. Try to add one full revolution. Maintain this cadence. I know your legs are not wanting to hang with this. Mind over matter. Tell yourself, yes, I can. Stay on this hill for just another 45 seconds. And then we're going to do some fast work. After this drill is over, we have 7 minutes and 43 seconds of cadence loading. So you are going to be off of hills for quite a while. I have a feeling, though, once we start working fast class, you're going to wish you were back on a hill. And back off. Please reach down, lighten your load, sit down and saddle. You want flat road resistance, no more than that. For now, just comfortable pace, easy breezy pace. You could ride all day and half the night at the speed. You are in your comfort zone and it is all good. Let me tell you, we've got 7 speed increases. With each increase, make it an incremental difference. Make it a noticeable change. Ready? First speed increase right here. You're still in your comfort zone, but you're a little faster than where you were. Find that it takes a couple of times through virtual cycling for you to pace yourself properly. A lot of times with cadence loading drills, we go too fast, too quick, and you end up with no juice left by the time we get to that 7th and final speed increase. Other times, you may hold back too much for too long to where you still have energy left at the end of the drill. We want to find that perfect balance where you go just fast enough for just long enough to where when we get to the end of this drill, 7 minutes and 43 seconds total, you are spent, you are wasted, you'll have to catch your breath for a few seconds. Speed increase number 2, right here, a little faster. Perhaps you're slightly challenged, but you would definitely still say that you were comfortable if somebody asked, how are you doing? I'm all right. I'm pretty comfortable. On a scale from 1 to 10, where 1 is taking a nap on a comfortable beach, and 10, you're about to kill over. Right now, maybe you're a 3, possibly a 4. You're chilling. We'll be right back. third speed increase. A little faster here. Check back in with your resistance. Are you going so fast that that bike's sort of carrying you? If so, you need to touch your resistance knob to the right just a hair. On a scale from 1 to 10, where 1 is taking a nap on that beautiful Mexican Riviera beach, and 10, you're about to die, you're only at about a 4 right now. Feeling good. You're going to get a little dicey in 10 seconds, where we'll add our fourth increase. Take a deep breath. Fourth speed increase right here. Go for it. As your heart starts pounding and your lungs are working harder, try to give yourself a reminder, relax. Keep your body as relaxed as possible as you work. You're able to take your deepest breaths when you breathe in through the nostrils. However, your breath comes quicker. You're able to uptake breath quicker when you breathe in through the mouth. As we start going really fast, you'll probably find you need to take breaths out of the mouth in order to provide oxygen to the working muscles quickly. In 10 seconds, we're going to hit our fifth speed increase. It is no longer comfortable. You will be challenged. You're uncomfortable. On a scale from 1 to 10, you'd be at about a 6 or 7. Go for it. Fifth speed increase. If you were to translate this to a run, this would be a fast, hard run. Have two more speed increases, and there should be a dramatic difference with each increase. Right now, you may be wondering, do I even have it in me? Yes, you do. Yourself up, get a little sip of water, and let's go for it. Sixth speed increase. You were flying. You were just shy of a sprint. Dancing the line between aerobic and anaerobic energy. You were almost breathless. On a scale from 1 to 10, 1 taking a nap in a very comfortable place, 10, we're wheeling you out on a stretcher. Right now you're at about an 8, maybe an 8.5. Our next increase will take you to a 9, 8.5 or 9. You're going to give it all you could possibly lay on the road. In 10 seconds, we're attacking. 5, 4, 3, 2, sprint it out. Seventh and final increase. Leave no prisoners. You should be breathless. Use every last ounce of energy you've got in your body. Put it all on the road here. You are stronger than you think. Give me all you've got for 13 seconds. Three, two, back off. Awesome. Get some water. Recover. day with light resistance, recovering just as long as you need to. Listen to your body. The more conditioned you get, the faster you'll be able to recover after really challenging drills. If you're relatively new to exercise, it's going to take you a while to get the heart rate back down after having it really high. When you're ready to move on to this next drill, add heavy resistance and sprint it against the hill. So you're down in saddle, giving it all you've got against the hill. So imagine yourself blasting through the other riders in a race up the side of a mountain. And back off to a comfortable pace. Don't touch that dial. You want to stay on the side of the mountain here. That first sprint up the hill was 25 seconds long. We have a second one that will also be 25 seconds. There will be three sprints on a hill in this song. The third one will be 35 seconds. Listen to your body. If you need to omit one of the sprints up the hill, that's cool. Leave it out if you need to. Otherwise, deep breath, sprint up the hill. 25 seconds on the clock. Back off, back to a comfortable pace, still working on strength as you climb. Stay down in the saddle. Probably found that our hills are a little easier, a little better to tolerate when you're out of saddle, and you can use your body weight to help press the pedals down. We don't want to go there now. We want to stay down in saddle and feel the burn. Optional, the third and final sprint up the hill is coming up in just a few seconds. You want to be taking deep cleansing breaths in through the nostrils, where you can draw in the deepest air possible, and either out through the nostrils or out through the mouth, your choice. Energy gathered. If you have it in you, here's your chance to blast through the other riders. Go, sprint up the hill. Leave them in your dust. Sayonara, brother. Back off. Fabulous job. I gotta tell ya, it is time to get off of this mountain. It's time for a little more Johnny Cash, friends. Lighten it up to a flat road with a little bit of headwind blowing against you. So by keeping that little bit of headwind, you're going to have enough tension to sprint against this for 2 minutes 40 seconds flat. Deep breath. Sub-max sprint. Have at it.
It's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom prison, and time keeps dragging on.
Take a quick check. Is that really all the energy you have to put onto this bike? On a scale from 1 to 10, where 1 is super easy, 10 is death, I want you to 8.5 and pushing. You are stronger than you think. It's all good. Sprint it out.
I shot a man in Reno just to watch him. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry.
Back off, so much as an inch, so much as a half an inch. Those other riders are going to come and blast right by your side and leave you in their dust. Do not have that. Keep your place. Stick with it when it's hard. That's when it counts.
But those people keep a moving, and that's what tours you.
You have 55 seconds left on the clock with this sprint.
Well, if they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, then I'd move it on a little farther down the line.
With each revolution, you're probably having an internal debate. I love it, I hate it, I love it, I hate it.
And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Ah, sweet success. Great job. Please reach down. Let's add on significantly more resistance. You want to take it to a moderate hill? Stay down and saddle. We're going to have three sprints up this hill. When I say go, you're going to transfer from the seat out of saddle. Grab the ends of the handlebars. We'll establish momentum out of saddle. Then you'll come back down to the seat to continue your sprint. Our first sprint is only 20 seconds. The second one will be 30. The third will be 45. All right, deep breath through the nostrils. 4, 3, 2, go. Out of saddle. Settle down in the seat, maintain this pace. You established momentum out of saddle, and now you want to hold on to it. For 4, 3, 2, back off.
She knows my face, but it's hard to see with all the people standing in the way.
Just continue to climb that hill down in saddle.
Tell me, have you seen my girls?
Right now, it's a comfortable, sustainable pace.
I can get her off of my brain. I just wanna go to the party, she gon' go.
In 3 seconds, it's action time. Out of saddle, go, sprint. Down to saddle, maintain it. Stay in that sprint. 10 more seconds right here. Back off. Back to a comfortable pace. Don't touch that dial. Keep the tension hard. Focus on the upstroke, pulling up and over the top. Check in with your body. Do you need to leave out the third sprint? If so, that's cool. You know what they call folks that don't listen to their bodies? They call them injured. You end up injured. If you've got it to give. All right. Take that deep breath and go for it. Out of saddle. Sink down. Keep that sprint coming. For coming out of saddle is just to get those legs moving underneath you. Then we want to keep that speed here. Come on, 10 more seconds. Back off. Awesome job. Release that resistance to the left. Easy does it. You're in your comfort zone. We want to lower the heart rate to where you've got a little more juice left for our final working drill. For now, all is good. Great time to hydrate, great time to towel down. Maybe you take a posture break, sitting back on the widest part of the saddle, raising your torso, pulling your shoulders back. You can even include some of those stretches, maybe a shoulder stretch, maybe a chest opener. On a scale from 1 to 10, where 1 is taking a nap, 10's about to die, oh, you're good. We want to take you down to about 2.5. You are so comfortable. Once you drop out of your training zone, which means you don't feel like you're really putting effort forth anymore, you feel more like you're recovered, probably need to add a little bit of speed, possibly add a little bit of resistance, so that we stay in your training zone, no lower than 55% of max heart rate. Let's do a little cadence check. Take your right pedal, start counting each time that right pedal touches down to the ground. Wait till I say go before you start your count, and when I say stop, just stop counting and keep spinning. Ready? Go. As a child I'd hide and pray for the thunder and the rain to quietly pass. Stop counting. You should have been somewhere between 15 and 18, which would translate to 80 to 110 revolutions per minute. If you're there, perfect. It's a beautiful thing. If you feel as if this bike is carrying you along, somewhat like a carnival ride, you need to add some tension to the right. You were always riding this bike. It is not riding you. And reach down, please. Add on some resistance. You need more than a flat road. You're going to have what feels like a heavy headwind blowing at your face in order to have enough tension to combat this very fast speed we're going to hit in our final working drill. This song is called It Happens. It is one of my favorite songs of all time. You're going to be sprinting for 2 minutes and 25 seconds flat. Right now, you're just getting your engine revved. You're at a comfortable speed with that flat road and a headwind at your face. All right, deep, deep breath. 2:25 on the clock, sprint it. Come on, a little more. Go!
Ain't no rhyme or reason, no complicated meaning. Ain't no
come on, come on. Sprint, sprint, sprint. All you've got.
That yellow light turned red too quickly. Knew that truck the moment it hit me. Out stepped my ex and his new girl. Sorry about your neck, baby. But it's for
come on,
me.
Come on. We're having fun here. But boy, we're working. Not fade on me. Keep it coming. Ready for some good news? We have 55 seconds on the clock. 55 seconds to recovery. A little more action. Fifteen seconds left on the clock.
It happens.
And you are there. Way to go. The cycling class is over. It's time to recover. Fabulous job today. We're going to work now on lowering that heart rate and getting you to a place where it's safe for you to get off of the bike and go on with the rest of your day. You want to take that resistance down to where you can't even feel the brake pad rubbing onto the flywheel anymore. So now it feels like the bike is carrying you. Drop your shoulders, close your eyes, and let's make a concerted effort to lower the heart rate down. It's a very slow, very comfortable cadence. When you open your eyes, you should notice that your heart rate is significantly lower than the last time you checked. Go ahead and take a posture break, sitting up straight and tall, pulling your shoulders back, lifting your head high. Grab your right elbow in your left hand, and then pull that right elbow up directly over your shoulder. This is stretching through the triceps. And release through the right, grab your left elbow with your right hand and pull that left elbow straight up over the left shoulder. Release, drop your right ear down to the right shoulder, wrap your right arm around your head, and then press your left shoulder down away from your left ear. This is stretching through your traps. Release the grip with that right hand. Take your head back up to center. And now drop your head over to the left side. Wrap your left hand around your head and increase the distance from your right shoulder to your right ear. As you exhale, maybe come a little deeper in the stretch. Take head and neck back up to center. Just ride it out easy. As you ride, think of taking deep breaths. A little over 3 minutes ago, your heart rate should have been peaking very high, and by now it is so comfortable. You feel so great. The more conditioned your heart and lungs get, the faster you're able to lower the heart rate down after having it really high. The flip side of that is if you're relatively new to exercise, it's easy to get the heart rate up and really hard to bring it back down. You'll notice with training, with sticking to this cardio program, that your heart and lungs get more conditioned with time. begin slowing down the rhythm of your ride. If you're using a bike with a resistance knob, press down on that knob, which will serve as your emergency brake. We're coming to a complete stop. You'll place your finger on the inside of that metal piece on the cage strap. Press away from you, which will loosen up the cage. Now slide your feet out of the cages and straddle the bike. Take your right hand to the left handlebar, left hand to the right side of the seat, and gently twist. Look over your back shoulder as you rotate and twist opposite direction. Bring your left hand to the right handlebar, right hand to the left side of the seat, and gently twist. Look over your right shoulder here as we twist the spine. And face forward. We're going to stretch you out to a little loving spoonful. Step to the right side of the bike, then prop your right foot up onto the seat or the frame of the bike. Flex forward at the hips to feel a stretch through the back of the leg and the hamstrings. Round your back up, grab that shoe, pull it back to where the heel digs in towards your buttocks and your knees are side by side. Great quadriceps stretch here on the right leg. And now take the right ankle, place it right over your left knee, then sink back as if you're sitting into a chair. Grip onto the bike with your hands for a little bit of support and balance as we sink into this IT band stretch. Rise up, release the right leg down to the ground, take your left leg to the frame of the bike or to the seat, flex forward, and on each exhale, try to go a little deeper in your hamstring stretch. Beautiful. Round up one vertebra at a time. Grab that shoe with your left hand. Pull it back. Dig the heel in towards your buttocks. Knees side by side, standing up straight and tall. Great stretch for the front of the thigh, the quadriceps. Now take the left ankles over the right knee, creating a number four, then sink back like you're sitting into a chair while gripping the bike with your hands for balance. Try to go a little deeper. Love this stretch after a hard cycling ride. And rise up. Take a deep breath, reaching your hands high to the sky. Exhale, let it go. One more time. Inhale, deep breath. Exhale, let it go. You did a fantastic job today. Congratulations. Don't let too much time pass before joining me for another virtual workout.